Welcome to Fishers of Men Gospel Moments. This is Pastor Terry Collins, President and Founder of Discipleship Ministries, hosting these thoughts for the day. Stories with a spiritual meaning have a wonderful effect on people. The other day I read one about a Dr. Crandall from Palm Beach who is a Christian cardiologist working out of Palm Beach General Hospital. While making his rounds, a Mr. Jeff Markin walked into the emergency room and collapsed of a massive heart attack. The cardiac team worked on him for 40 minutes without a heartbeat before the doctor arrived, joining them for another 10 minutes of resuscitation before they gave up on Mr. Markin. He was pronounced dead. The report said that rigor mortis was already setting in, with his arms, hands, and face starting to discolor. On his way out of the emergency room, the doctor states that he was inspired by God to go back and pray for the man. Upon completing his prayer, he instructed the cardiac team to shock the patient one more time. They did reluctantly, and Mr. Markin's heart started to beat again and he recovered fully. He figures God healed him so he could be a messenger for Jesus. Wow, what a God story. I believe it will bring a lot of people to Jesus, don't you? Is this the reason Jesus talked in parables or stories when he walked this earth? Was it to shock and awe those that witnessed his teachings into belief? I believe we receive an answer in Matthew 13, starting at verse 10, to this question. Jesus' disciples asked him why he taught in parables. He told them it was to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah, which proclaims that many would see and hear the Messiah, but would not understand him because their hearts had become dull. In other words, they would miss the divine blessings that was being offered to them because their priorities were not set on God, but the world. Do you think our eyes and ears are shut to Christ's blessings, grace, and joy today? Have we seen and heard his word with full understanding, or do we find ourselves, like the Jews did 2,000 years ago, with our hearts dulled as a result of other things that have become more important to us than Jesus? Pew Research put out a list of priorities of the American people that I thought were interesting and very helpful in striving to relate to the above question. Our economy was first on the list, followed by our jobs, then terrorism, social security, education, deficit reduction, followed up by health care, then helping the poor, our military, energy, and finally crime and moral decline. I find it interesting that feeding the poor was seventh in order of priorities, and crime and moral decline was 10th and 11th. Would this order satisfy God? His name wasn't even mentioned. Should it be number one? Perhaps our hearts have grown dull to Christ, and we don't even recognize it. As sad as this may be, then we are missing a whole lot of blessings, grace, and joy from God. Do you find your prayers being answered by God, and are you filled with the full joy of Jesus? If not, perhaps your heart has become dull and the Bible has become just a lot of stories to you. Remember, you can get back in the graces of God if you repent and ask Jesus to forgive you once again. If you do this, your eyes and your heart will be open to his ways, and you will find yourself in his blessings once again. Your prayers will be answered, and you will be filled with his joy. Amen.